Thank you very much, Mr. President, and allow me to start by congratulating the Netherlands and you personally for indeed immense efforts that you have invested in this process so far. Croatia, as a previous president, started its presidency by the first review conference to the Convention on Cluster Munition that was held in Dubrovnik, Croatia, from 7 to 11 September 2015, and was presided by the then Prime Minister of Croatia, Mr. Zoran Milanović. During the fourth-month presidency, so it was short but eventful, over the CCM, Croatia presided over two coordination committee meetings and worked closely with all the thematic coordinators and the ICU-CCM on fulfillment of the aims charted in the Dubrovnik Action Plan. Some of the significant developments that took place during these 4 months were the following. Two new state parties joined the convention, Somalia and Mauritius, on 30th September and 1st of October 2015, respectively. Germany and Italy became compliant with Article 3 after destroying all its stockpiles ahead of schedule, 3 and 5 years respectively. In close cooperation with the current CCM president, on 20th of October 2015, Croatia submitted to the first committee of the 70th session of the United Nations General Assembly for the first time a resolution on the implementation of the Convention on Cluster Munitions, which was co-sponsored by 29 states. When the resolution was put to the vote on 4th November 2015, a total of 130 states voted in support, 40 abstained and only 2 voted against it. We were also active in expressing concern on continued reports about documented and alleged use of cluster munitions in Syria and Yemen, while at the same time emphasizing the need for the norm against this weapon to be further strengthened. And allow me to add also a few remarks on a national action. From September till December 2015, Croatia was undertaking appropriate steps within its territory to safeguard the wave of migrants and refugees crossing through the country on their way to other EU countries in search of a safe haven. Croatia was being used as a transit route, and there was a concern that some of these may go close to the mine-suspected areas. In this regard, relevant state bodies, including the Office for Mine Action, with an immense help from a number of CSO and NGOs, has put in place mitigation measures such as mine danger signs, mine risk leaflets, mine appeals, etc. And we are happy to report that there has been no reports of any mine accidents in this period. And finally, during our presidency, the director of the ICU-CCM initiated preparations for the recruitment of the ICU staff, notably the implementation support specialist. In connection with this issue, we are happy to report that we have left our presidency and the convention as a whole in a sound financial situation. I thank you.